Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships
roll. The late, great Otis Redding, ladies and gentlemen. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Jim Ostroff is with us. He's our guest, our good friend from the Kiplinger Editors. Their website is kiplinger.com. Right, Jim?
Yes. Hi there. That is us.
So check it out there, kiplinger.com. Jim, and folks, we're working off the Kiplinger letter as we do every week, either with Jim Ostroff or Joan Pride. Jim, one of the things you guys always have is a great graphic on the home page, on the front page of your letter. This week's the graphic is about energy forecasts, and I want to talk a little bit about this because as we head off into the new year, we need to give people a little bit of a heads up on how to budget a little bit better. Crude oil is actually going up in over the next few months, according to you guys, right?
Yes, and I should say we see a modest increase, and I'm saying right now oil is trading at about $75 a barrel right now, and you know, we're saying probably come you're really saying May, which is the beginning of or well into the heart of the summer driving season, that prices will be up maybe $5 a barrel, potentially 10.
Yeah.
But there's no dramatic increase on the horizon. And a matter of fact, I mean, you know, we see oil prices, this year just up. I believe we talked here about maybe $72 versus $60 last year. But they should remain moderate.
But you, but still, though, Jim, one of the things that, of course, you're forecasting May of 2010, oil prices to be $80-$85. But you know, Jim, I heard somebody the other day talking about the reality of these prices, and that based on demand and supply, and especially you know the fact that that oil isn't worth anything until somebody makes a product out of it, and some of those. Like a lot of the refineries in America have been shut down for a while, so the demand for this oil isn't there. And the point that they were making is have the speculators gotten back into oil? Because we all know that when oil went to $140 a barrel, that was nothing but speculators. Because when it crashed, the supply and demand didn't change one iota mm-hmm. when it crashed a year or so ago, and so it was nothing but speculation. And so that's one of the things that, folks, if you remember, when I had, I'm trying to say the guy's name, he wrote the book, The Quants. I'll think of his name in a minute. I hope you'll forgive me. But I did remember the name of his book. He talked about, you know, the guys that are out there pushing these buttons, driving these prices up, and then going short on them and driving them back down. So, you know, Jim, when I see the price of oil going up, but I don't read about demand going up, that makes me wonder, you know, how much the regular folks are being manipulated by these guys.
There is some speculation there. That's a factor. But I have to say that's our system.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, and you could say oil is, people say, way overpriced at $140 a barrel.
Yeah, it is.
Way under at $30. We saw it in the same year. But if you want to use the product in some fuel, you know, you got to buy that now.
It still seems to me though, Jim, that you know $60, $60 to $70 is a range that makes more sense for the supply and the demand without the speculators getting involved.
So that's about what it is.
Yeah,
that's about
where it should be. But right now it's 73, and you guys are saying it's going to go up. So folks, we'll see. Natural gas is actually going to come down a little bit.
That's rather moderate. It's priced at a the price is about $5.50 per million BTUs, British thermal units, and of course we're one of the peak demand periods now because of demand for winter heating,
mm-hmm.
used a great deal. And but once that's over, come May, natural gas prices should slide a little bit from 550 to 5 or 475 or something.
Well, interesting, yeah, because we're coming out of the. Of course, we've come through a pretty tough winter, and we're still in it right now. But it's interesting that natural gas prices are going to be coming down in May, and also heating oil is coming. You got that coming down as well, and that's just, as you say, associated with the end of the winter.
Right.
But and that makes sense. That's the supply and demand thing. I can see that. Gasoline and diesel fuel, though, you guys. Are proposing that are forecasting that that's going up.
Yeah, and I mean, actually, right now, you know, unleaded regular gas is selling for about $2.65 a gallon, and we see it rising. Say a dime, maybe 20 cents, come the beginning of the peak driving season, and that is purely, you know, I mean, really supply and demand. Slightly higher oil prices, but more demand for gasoline.
Right.
But it's not going to be dramatic, you know.
And yeah, well, hopefully, 285 is too high, but it's still a whole lot better than $4 or so a barrel, which is what we had before. But, you know, it's a sick feeling, though, when you're nostalgic for, you know, for when back when it was $4, when we were nostalgic for $2.50 a gallon, Jim.
That's right.
That's a sick feeling. So, folks... you know, track that a little bit. Maybe that'll help you with your budgeting a little bit as we move into the year. Quick break. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about Snowmageddon with Jim Mostroff. He's right there in Washington, D.C. And what all this means. What's all this about the government losing so much money because of it?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.